From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is recommending no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey sharply condemned Clinton and her colleagues at the State Department for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material. But he said FBI investigators did not find evidence of willful flouting of the law.
All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information, or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct, or indications of disloyalty to the United States, or efforts to obstruct justice. We do not see those things here.
James Comey. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign. Mohammed Ghaban Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The minister has been the target of public anger since Sunday when a suicide bombing killed 250 people. Rescuers are still going through the blast site in the Karada district looking for people who are missing. The unmanned Juno spacecraft completed its engine burn Monday and began orbiting Jupiter. The spacecraft is beginning a 20-month mission mapping the planet. Scientists and engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, heaved a sigh of relief when the orbit was achieved. Juno will be exposed to intense radiation as it orbits Jupiter. In addition to carrying out scientific experiments, Juno has already operated a camera. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama joined presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail Tuesday, telling a crowd in Charlotte, North Carolina, that he has personally seen her perform well in public office.
I saw how she treated everybody with respect, even the folks who aren't, quote unquote, important. That's how you judge somebody. It's how do they treat somebody when the cameras are off and they can't do anything for you. Do you still treat them right? Do you still treat them with respect? Do you still listen to them? Are you still fighting for them?
The president praised Clinton's record as his Secretary of State, saying she did a great job as the top U.S. diplomat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stopped in Kenya Tuesday as part of a tour of four African countries. Lenny Rubaga reports.
A detachment from the Kenyan Air Force greeted Netanyahu in Nairobi Tuesday. The Israeli Prime Minister later told reporters this trip is about rebuilding ties with Africa.
We believe that Africa is a continent on the rise, and the rising tide will help everyone.
Investment and security cooperation are high on the agenda. Netanyahu visited Uganda Monday. He heads to Rwanda before ending his tour in Ethiopia. Lenny Ruvaga, Nairobi.
Here's the latest on Britain's scramble for new leadership. Work and Pension Secretary Stephen Crabb finished poorly in the first party vote for a successor to Prime Minister David Cameron. Crabb dropped out of the race Tuesday and threw his support to Home Secretary Theresa May, the first place finisher in the first vote. Lawmakers will narrow the field to two candidates and then put the matter to a vote before the entire Conservative Party membership. A French parliamentary inquiry into last year's Paris attacks has made some recommendations. Lisa Bryant reports.
The conclusions are part of 39 recommendations in a new report by a parliamentary commission probing last year's Paris attacks and are aimed at preventing a repeat. The report describes communications failures among France's different intelligence agencies leading up to the two attacks. The commission proposes overhauling intelligence services to create a single counter-terror hub. It also concludes that France's controversial state of emergency has had limited impact on security. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Taking a look at financial news, yields on long-term U.S. government bonds and notes fell to record low levels Tuesday as global investors went on a buying spree in the hope of escaping the turbulence that has roiled financial markets following Britain's Brexit vote to leave the European Union. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.